It's 11 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Lauren Hummel with Monica Valencia and Celeste Milliner. In the weather, it is 8 degrees outside of East York Studios. And here's what's making news this hour. The provincial budget predicts a record deficit. The CBC tightened its belt, and police arrest almost 60 people in a child sex investigation, and a fallen soldier returns home. Now to our top story. Finance Minister Dwight Duncan revealed the provincial budget yesterday, which totaled $108 billion. It predicted Ontario will run a record deficit of $14.1 billion in 2009. The province is providing money for infrastructure projects and job retraining. The budget is meant to pull Ontario out of a recession. The finance ministry expects a deficit of 7 years. The books won't be balanced until 2015. The CBC announced severe cutbacks to its National English Service yesterday. Almost 400 jobs were expected to be cut. The job loss will be in divisions such as news, sports, entertainment, sales, and support. The entire programs on Radio 1 and Radio 2 will be canceled, including The Inside Track, The Point, and In the Key of Charles. Many TV shows will see smaller budgets and shorter seasons and more repeats. The CBC is trying to make up for a $171 million shortfall in 2009. Police announced yesterday 57 people were arrested in the largest ever investigation of internet-based child sex abuse in Canada. Those arrested are charged with sexual assault, sexual interference, possessing, making, and distributing child pornography. Police seized computers, computer hard drives, thousands of storage devices, and CDs. The operation, called Project Salvo, took 3 months to complete. It included the RCMP and 35 police departments. Panhandlers, people sleeping on subway grates. Those are just some of the images of homelessness seen throughout Toronto. Some say it's a problem so rampant that it has become easy to overlook. That's why one group of artists and advocates came together 2 years ago to photograph the homeless experience for a unique art project. Recently, photographers and directors of the project came together to discuss their experience. Victoria Wells has this report.
Sharon Gray is from Southport Executive Limousine. She is just one of the vendors who are taking part in the Welcome Wagon Bridal Show in Ajax at Carruthers Creek Golf Club. She's hoping to have some of the brides-to-bes not only book for their weddings, but also for bachelorette parties and other important events. She is not worried her business will suffer because of the economic slowdown.
You know something? With the way money is, there always will be a wedding. Everyone will always get married. And they ought to look the best. So we provide the best.
Tammy Craigman is the organizer and representative from Welcome Wagon, and she isn't worried about the economy affecting business either. She's been doing the bridal show in the area for 5 years, twice a year. She's hoping the brides who are passing through the area are looking to support local vendors.
A lot of these vendors, they come back for all the shows. Like the twice a year, they come back all the time. So obviously their business, I know I was talking to the
Sorry about the technical problems. We'll have that later on. Moving on, the body of Trooper Jack Beauthillier will be returning to his hometown of Hearst in Northern Ontario today. He was one of the four Canadian soldiers killed last week in Afghanistan. He was 20 years old. Beauthillier, along with Trooper Corey Hayes, died when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb. They were killed northeast of Kandahar City. Both soldiers were part of the Royal Canadian Dragoons, based at a CFB Potawawa in Ontario. Beauthillier's funeral will be held on Monday. Okay, so we now have that voicer for homelessness in Toronto.
A picture is worth a thousand words, but sometimes it takes a lot of pictures first to understand one word.
That was Jim Meeks, an outreach worker with Street Health at the Leaside Public Library. 2 years ago, he was one of a dozen current or formerly homeless people who took part in a unique art project. Street Health gave them cameras and asked them to photograph what it's like to live on the streets. The Toronto Arts Council provided funding. The photographers fanned out across Toronto. They shot the places they slept. They took pictures of people struggling to survive. And then they compiled their work and their stories and put them together in two exhibits. The exhibits, called A Sleep in Toronto and A Day in the Life, were on display at the library for the month of January. They are going to Calgary next. Meek says the purpose of the projects was to give a voice to those who had none, and in doing that, get the public to take a closer look at homelessness. Artist and homeless advocate Ron Zig also took part in the projects. He lived on the streets for 10 years. He became homeless because he was addicted to crack. But he has been clean and sober and off the streets for 4 years.
My mission is to inform people about the fact that homeless people and addicts are people. They are not vermin, and they deserve a better break.
Ronzik says art projects like these give the homeless hope. It helps them start to visualize a better life.
It's hard, because first of all, you have to imagine a new life, and that's the hardest part. But anything you can imagine, you can do.
The directors of the project say more funding is needed to support art for the disadvantaged. They say the exhibits have changed the lives of those involved by giving them a way to share their stories with the public, and given them hope in ending homelessness in Canada once and for all. Victoria Wells, Observer News, Toronto.
That's the latest news. Now let's hear Monica Valencia with sports.
Thanks, Lauren, and hi, everyone. Today, Team Canada has a better chance in making the finals at the Women's Curling World Championship. Jennifer Jones defeated Italy 8-5 during draw 15 in South Korea. Her next game is on Saturday against Sweden's Annette Norbeck. In hockey, Leafs coach Rowan Wilson said he wouldn't let defenseman Jamie Huber play again. Huber is recovering from his fifth concussion and wants to get back on the ice. But he's already failed his physical and psychological test. He will take a second test on Monday. Wilson says he doesn't see Huber back in the game because he hasn't played for 3 months. And for today's night, Raptors fans are hoping the team wins to Oklahoma City in the ACC. The Raptors have now won 2 straight games after the All-Star break, defeating the Clippers 176 and the Bucks 115-106. Game time, it's 7. And that's it for sports. Stay with us after the break when Silas the Mulliner will have the latest on entertainment.
You're eating chunky chicken soup with a fork?
Well, you gotta spear the chicken to get it into your mouth. Look at that. Look at that size of that. You gotta use a spoon for the noodles.
You got some noodles on your fork.
Yeah, but they slide through.
Well, you use the spoon, you use the fork.
That's right.
Is chunky chicken a soup or a meal?
I'll leave it up to the experts, but I personally...
Why'd you say that?
I know, but I mean, you know, I'm not a connoisseur in the food department, but I would say it's a meal.
But it's a soup.
It's a meal with a soup can. Let's put it at that.
Campbell's Chunky Chicken. It's the soup that eats like a meal.
Welcome back. I'm Celeste Mielinar, and here's what's happening in entertainment. Former playmate and reality TV star Holly Madison is the latest contestant hit with the Dancing with the Stars curse. Madison received medical attention yesterday for what her rep described as a great deal of discomfort around her ribcage area. Although not a broken rib, Madison has been prescribed pain medication. A representative for the star confirmed to Entertainment Tonight that Madison will not back out of the show and will, despite her injury, dance again on Monday night. An official for the Ministry of Child Welfare in Malawi has revealed that the material girl will soon be adding another child to her brood. Madonna is looking to adopt a baby girl this time. She adopted David from the African country back in 2006. According to People magazine, Madonna will appear in the Lilongwe High Court next week to start the adoption process. Original Survivor winner Richard Hatch is asking the U.S. government to release him from his four-year prison sentence. Richard Hatch was found guilty in 2006 on tax evasion after failing to declare his $1 million prize winnings from the CBS reality show. According to the Associated Press, in court papers filed this week, Hatch claims that he is innocent and that his prison sentence was largely miscalculated. This is not the first time he has filed such a request. In October of last year, the U.S. Supreme Court discarded Hatch's case. Hatch is currently serving in a federal prison in West Virginia. And now for a change of pace. Let's take a closer look at someone doing things a little differently. His name is Nick Reynoldson, and he's been doing stand-up for 3 years. He's been part of various festivals and open mic nights around the city. Philip Smalley sits down and chats with him at Clinton's Tavern on Bloor.
There's beer on the floor in Clinton's Tavern, and Nick Reynoldson is right at home. 3 years ago, Reynoldson stepped onto the stage at a Yuk Yuk's amateur night event in Toronto. He was scared. He thought that everyone would hate his routine.
It's like terror and excitement, like a mix of it. Mostly terror. That goes away once you hit the stage, though. But like right before, once the MC calls your name, it is terror.
Reynolds' mom is from Guyana, and his dad is Canadian. He says this, coupled with his small size, accounts for a large part of his act.
I use it to my advantage. Like I never fit in so much when I was younger, just because of that.
Luba Goy of Royal Canadian Air Force gives us her comments.
You know, we're in the business, when you do comedy, when you're performing comedy, your mandate is to get the laughter. That's the reward, you know, that's what you've been writing the material for. It's kind of a gift, you know, from the audience when you get this kind of response. It's visceral, it just comes right out, you know.
Reynoldson reminds me that comedy is not all-consuming.
I'm not one of those, like, a comedian that is a comedian. Like, I'm not going to do my material to you if we're just talking outside, you know what I mean? Like, my material's for the stage. Like.
The people in this poorly lit back room, roaring back their heads and laughing, would surely disagree. Philip Smalley, Observer News, Toronto.
And that's the latest in entertainment news.
Thanks, Celeste. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennial.ca. On behalf of us at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.